coming up on episode number 1274. It's time to hop into the Wayback Machine once again and take a look at what was going on in cover songs on this date in a specific year. Let's look back at August 14th, 1984. Great year for movies. Was it an equally great year for music? Well, we're all going to find out together. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. My name is Brian Evan. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, 1984, specifically August 14th, 1984. We're going to go back in time. Whoop, whoop, whoop. That's the time machine. We're going to go back in time and see what the top 15 songs were on the Billboard charts, but we're not going to listen to those versions. Oh, no. What, are you new here? Get the program, right? There was a guy out front selling it. We're doing it with covers, people. Cover songs, for the most part. You'll see what I mean as we go through here. This one most certainly is a cover song. This was number 15 on the charts on this day. And I'm really excited to be able to play a brand new track from a brand new album for you. This is one I was super excited about. A couple of years ago, The Bird and the Bee did an all-cover album of Hall & Oates songs called Interpreting the Masters, Volume 1, a tribute to Hall & Oates. It was fantastic, and all I could do was wait and sit and twiddle my thumbs waiting for a Volume 2, and it finally came out a couple of weeks ago, and it is spectacular. It is a tribute to Van Halen, Interpreting the Masters, Volume 2. Here are The Bird and the Bee with your top 15 song, or number 15 song, your number 15 song for this date, 1984. Here's Panama.
Thank you. Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left. And there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it always makes me smile. I spend my time thinking about you, and it's almost driving me wild. And it's my heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight. But I ain't missing you. Since you've been gone away, I ain't missing you at all. No matter what my heart might say, well, there's a message in the wire, and I'm sending you this signal tonight. You don't know how desperate I've become, and it looks like I'm losing this fight. In your world, I have no meaning, though I'm trying hard to understand. And it's my heart that's breaking down this long distance line, but I ain't missing you at all. Since you've been gone away, I ain't missing you at all. No matter what my heart might say, and there's a message that I'm sending out like a telegraph to your soul. And if I can't bridge this distance, stop this heartbreak overload, I ain't missing you at all. Since you've been gone away, I ain't missing you at all. No matter what my friends might say, I ain't missing you at all. See, I can lie to myself these days, I ain't missing you at all. Doing fine, baby, everything's okay, 'cause I ain't missing you. I ain't missing you. sunglasses at night. I wear my sunglasses at night. I wear my sunglasses at night. I wear my sunglasses at night. So I can, so I can. I wear my sunglasses at night.
The Lost Fingers, featuring John Jorgensen covering Sunglasses at Night. Originally by Corey Hart, you'll find that on their 2010 album, Gypsy Chameleon. I really, really dig the sound of those guys. Like, it's a swing with a little bit of skiffle in there, jazz, combining so many different elements to make something that sounds so unique. Super cool. Sunglasses at Night by The Lost Fingers. Before that, John Waite recovering a song that he originally did back in 1984, Missing You, that one from a various artists tribute called 80s Hit Stripped. Not really a tribute as much as it's a bunch of different 80s musicians covering songs that they or their bands did back in the 80s. A lot of great stuff on there, including that cover right there, or recover, as I like to call it, from John Waite. Former member of the Babies and kind of went on, did the solo thing. That was his biggest hit as a solo artist, Missing You by John Waite. Love Cannon, before that, taking some bluegrass to ZZ Top. That is from their appropriately titled Greatest Hits, Volume 1 from 2012. Love Cannon, the only band that has only released Greatest Hits albums, three volumes of nothing but Greatest Hits. Their cover right there of Legs and Panama start off the set, originally done by Van Halen and included as part of the Interpreting the Masters Volume 2 that The Bird and the Bee just released a couple weeks ago. I've got it. I've listened to it. I love it. It is a fantastic set, and there's even a Van Halen cover that's not a Van Halen cover on that album, and you can probably guess, knowing what hits Van Halen also covered, you could probably guess what was on there. We did skip, there were no covers of If Ever You're in My Arms Again by Peebo Bryson, which was number 13 on the list. And Breakin', There's No Stoppin' Us by Ollie and Jerry. Yeah, didn't have any covers of either of those. I'm just fine skipping those. Another one I'm skipping, by the way, is the number 9 track, Infatuation by Rod Stewart. Actually, I kind of like the original of that one. I was surprised that I couldn't find a decent cover of Rod Stewart's Infatuation. But we're going to move on. Before we do, though, I do want to thank some people. It is the top 10. The top 10 list here on Coverville. These are folks who are supporters via Patreon or via Coverville Citizenship. Big thanks to fine folks like Ice Warm, good old Mike Boyd, Mildred Shelton, Spencer Ericula, is that right? Ericula, Valerie Allen, and Kenneth Knuckles. Also, fine folks like Vincent Minucci, Jerry Fields, Valerie Allen. I just said her name. That's funny. She ended up in both. She switched over, I think. Mark Meltzer and Matt Gilbert. Big thanks to all of you fine folks for being such great Coverville citizens, sponsors, backers. And if you want to help ensure the future of Coverville, oh my God, I made that sound so dire. If you want to, you know, keep the lights on here, support us via Patreon, patreon.com/Coverville. I really appreciate your support, even if it's just a buck a month. It's totally fine. Whatever you can afford, throw it over there at patreon.com/Coverville. Keep the lights on here and make sure that Coverville, the covers keep a-flowing. How about this one? This is funny because this is a band covering a song that I think a lot of people assumed that they did anyway. Like, it's similar to Billy Paul's I Can Help. At one point, Ringo Starr covered it, and people said, oh, wasn't he the original artist? No, Billy Paul did it. He just happened to sound a lot like Ringo Starr. This is one that a lot of people already attributed to Hall & Oates, but it wasn't originally done by then. It was originally done by Dan Hartman for the Streets of Fire soundtrack, if I remember correctly. Here is Hall & Oates, or R. Hall & Oates, from 2004, their Our Kind of Soul album, where they finally covered the song that everybody thought they did, I Can Dream About You.
I to my life. It's time for finding some way to get through my sleepless nights. I can dream about you if I can't hold you tonight.
Baby, You do it for me. Oh, what's love?
What's Love Got to Do with It? Originally done by Tina Turner. That's covered there by DNCE, Dance. Do you pronounce it Dance or do you pronounce it DNCE? It's like MGMT. Do you call them management or do you call them MGMT? I think you call them MGMT. That's the band that's fronted by Joe Jonas, Cake by the Ocean, DNCE. Doing their cover of What's Love Got to Do with It. That's from a compilation called The Time Is Now from 2016. Heard that before I heard Cake by the Ocean and fell in love with that cover right there and kind of liking Cake by the Ocean and everything else I hear from them. Actually, admission here, I listened to the new Jonas Brothers album. I kind of liked it. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, What's Love Got to Do with It? DNCE from The Time Is Now. Before that, Sad Songs, Say So Much, in parentheses. That's by the Shire Poets. That's from their Recover EP from 2016, covering Elton John. Dancing in the Dark, The Boss, getting covered by Banda, Fix, from Pop Rock Acoustico from 2005. And Hall & Oates, the subject of the first Bird and the Bee cover album, I Can Dream About You. That's them covering Dan Hartman from their Our Kind of Soul album from 2004. Where does that take us? That takes us to... let's see. I Can Dream About You is number 8. Dance in the Dark, number 7. Stuck on You. Didn't have a good cover of Stuck on You. There's one that's by Darius Rucker, but it's meh. It's a little mamby-pamby. I already had a couple mamby-pamby covers in this set. Sad Songs, Say So Much was 5. What's Love Got to Do with It? Number 4. So really, we've just got the top 3 songs. That's all that's left. Number 3, number 2, and number 1. Now, let's get to it. Number 3. Instead of playing a cover, and there is a cover by Insane Clown Posse of this song that I could have played. I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play a demo version of the song as it was originally recorded by Michael Jackson with, instead of Mick Jagger, Freddie Mercury of Queen. This is an unreleased demo that was promised to be released way back in 2012 along with a cover of... I'm sorry, with demo versions of There Has to Be More to Life Than This and... Boy, something else that Freddie Mercury did with Michael Jackson. But this is the unreleased demo of the song that was later going to be the Jacksons with Mick Jagger, State of Shock. Here's an unreleased demo, State of Shock.
Sure.
Attaboy, Skip. That's Ghostbusters theme, of course, originally done by Ray Parker Jr. for the film of the same name. And taking us our number one. That album, by the way, that Attaboy, Skip track came out on was called Another EP from 1998, where they covered a few things like that. Attaboy, Skip covering Ghostbusters. Before that, boy, in case you didn't get enough Prince a couple weeks ago, one more for you. When Doves Cry by the Eaton Canyon Royal Ensemble from the Symphonic Tribute to Prince's Purple Rain. That album came out in 2004. It's a track-by-track cover of Purple Rain, all done in that awesome, unique symphonic style, not your typical symphonic style, by the Eaton Canyon Royal Ensemble. And then we start off that set with a demo, not a cover, but a demo. Freddie Mercury joining Michael Jackson for that original version of State of Shock, which would be later covered by or recorded by the Jacksons with Mick Jagger instead of Freddie Mercury. That is going to take us all the way to the end of the show. Holy cow, that was a quick one. But I enjoyed it. We got to get back in this time machine. I'm borrowing it, by the way. This isn't mine. I have to return it, or else there's a late fee, which is kind of ironic for a time machine to have a late fee. But, oh well, take that up with the owner. That's going to do it. We're going to be back next week with another episode of the show. If you want to reach out to me, email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. Call the request line 1-877-7-COVER-9. That's 1-877-7-COVER-9. And, of course, everything else you want is right there at coverville.com. Everything you could possibly want in a website, not really, but at least in a cover repository. There's a little bit of there's a database, searchable database of previous episodes and shows and songs, as well as links to listen to every single episode of the show I've ever done. If you want to do that like a crazy person, I don't know why you'd want to do that, but you can do that right there. Everything else right there, coverville.com. We'll be back with another episode next week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they'll keep your legs dancing in the dark all the way to Panama.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.